New research finds that sage-grouse populations grow faster in certain areas. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. The research, culminating findings of an 8-year study in the Warner Mountains conducted by University of Idaho and Oregon State University students and advisors. The Warner Mountains run north to south from southern Oregon into northern California. In Oregon's Warner Mountains, sagebrush rolls across hillsides and valley bottoms, providing productive land for livestock and wildlife. Like many places in the West, these valuable rangelands are at risk from encroaching trees that displace wildlife, reduce livestock forage, and decrease available water. More than 1 million acres of sagebrush grazing lands in the Great Basin have turned into pinyon juniper forests in the past 2 decades alone. Member of the research team, Dr. Andrew Olson.
So it's a long-term project that I participated in, and cutting junipers and other conifer trees is a pretty common conservation and management approach in kind of the western U.S. And sage grouse don't like trees, and we've known that for a while. They need wide open spaces and open sagebrush steppe, and this project showed that cutting trees actually seems to have a benefit at the population scale. This is the first study to really show that, and that's really encouraging because this is one of the more promising tools in the toolbox for sage-grouse.
Sage-grouse, which are highly endangered. Hope you enjoyed Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.